Community activists in Queens say the New York City Police Department's stop-and-frisk practices routinely violate the rights of people in the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer communities. The report comes as the NYPD's stop-and-frisk policy is being challenged in court and as the City Council holds hearings on a package of bills aimed at reforming the NYPD. The report was issued by the LGBTQ Justice Project of the community group Make the Road New York. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed the findings of that report with Karina Claudio Betancourt, lead organizer with Make the Road.
Today we've released a report called Transgressive Policing, and it's basically about police abuse of LGBTQ communities in Jackson Heights. And what it highlights is that in this conversation of stop and frisk, and last year, 2011, we had over 600,000 stop and frisks. Majority of these people were people of color, basically. And within those folks, we have the LGBTQ community, which really suffers a specific or has a specific experience when they are stopped. And usually this experience, when they are stopped, leads to physical, verbal, and sometimes even sexual harassment.
Mm-hmm. And you say this is not necessarily confined to the Jackson Heights, Queens area?
Well, the report is specifically was done specifically in the Jackson Heights areas with our members from the LGBTQ Justice Project here at Make the Road in Jackson Heights. But it's something that other groups have seen, or trends that other groups have seen across the city.
Can you tell us, what are you hearing anecdotally from people who have experienced this? What are they telling you has been happening?
From our members that spoke today, one of our members basically was stopped. She was with her boyfriend going down the street. She was stopped. Her boyfriend was frisked. Her bag was emptied. And because they found two condoms in her bag, they accused her of prostitution and arrested her and actually accused her of prostitution-related charges. She was a transgender woman. Another one of our members, a gay Latino man, he was with his boyfriend in the train. They kissed to say goodbye, and police officers immediately came out and started harassing them, asking them for ID, and eventually arrested his boyfriend, calling him a faggot and pushing him around. He thought that they were really targeted because they were exchanging of this public display of affection. Another one of our members was forced by a police officer to perform oral sex on him on the threat of being arrested. And, we heard many stories, very similar stories, throughout our report.
Now, there is currently a court hearing on the stop and frisk practices as it relates to the stopping and frisking of people in certain housing projects and buildings, but there are other legal challenges. Do you feel that the experiences of people in the LGBTQ community are being included in these challenges? Is what is happening to them part of this legal effort?
I'm not familiar with necessarily the specifics of these legal challenges, but I know that in terms of when the conversation with stop and frisk comes up, it's usually framed as a Latino and African-American issue. It's rarely seen through this lens of the LGBT community or the LGBT experience.
I see.
We know that we're part of a coalition called Communities United for Police Reform. We've been trying to actually push legislation on a city level and on a state level to change the way policing is done in our communities. And, Make the Road and other organizations that are part of the coalition have definitely been pushing for the LGBTQ community to be added to the conversation of stop and frisk.
I see. The report does make some recommendations. Could you tell us what those are?
This legislation that I was talking about on the state level, on a city level, is a package of bills called the Community Safety Act, which would basically require NYPD officers to basically have a consent to search a person when they're being searched, to identify themselves when they're stopping a person by their rank, the number and the precinct that they're from. It would also basically ban profiling based on race, religion, age, sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation, amongst other things. And it would also create an office for an inspector general to investigate trends such as the ones we are seeing in Jackson Heights and throughout the city.
And I know there have already been city council hearings on this. Do you know what the status of all this legislation is right now?
Well, right now we are in the hearing process. Today we have hearings in Brooklyn. Tomorrow we have hearings in Queens. We are doing the hearings, and a lot of our members have been testifying at these hearings and raising their voices and their concerns. But we don't know yet if the package of bills will be voted on. We hope so. Also, as part of our recommendations, we really think it's important to pass a state legislation that prohibits the use of condoms as evidence. So a lot of our members really experience being falsely profiled as sex workers because they were stopped for no reason, they found condoms in them, and then they could put this false charge on them because they found condoms on them. So really want to make sure that this legislation passes on a state level. And, you know, and the people continue organizing and sharing their stories and really raising their voices to make sure that we change the way policing is done in our communities.
Karina Claudio Betancourt is the lead organizer with Make the Road New York. She spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.